Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
When talking about his return, Jesus in Luke chapter 17 said to us, "Remember Lot's wife." But why? Why her out of all the great Bible characters? Why are we told to remember Lot's wife? Jonah ran away from God's plan and he ended up in the belly of a fish. Noah followed God's plan and he was saved. Lot's wife deviated from God's plan, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Joseph trusted in God through betrayal and imprisonment, and he eventually became the ruler of Egypt. Samson decided not to follow God's instruction, and he lost his supernatural strength. Joshua stuck to God's plan, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. So many great Bible characters. But why does the Lord tell us to remember this one woman who doesn't even have a name, a woman who is known because of her husband? Luke 17, verse 26 to 35 says, "When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat and the flood came and destroyed them all. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating, drinking, buying, selling, farming, and building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual right up to the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, a person out on the deck of a roof must not go down into the house to pack. A person out in the field must not return home. Remember what happened to Lot's wife? If you cling to your life, you will lose it. And if you let your life go, you will save it. That night, two people will be asleep in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour together at the mill. One will be taken, the other left." Before we get into what the world was like during the time of Lot and his family, have you ever thought about how short life is? If the whole existence of the world was put on a timeline, our lifetime would be nothing but a blip. We'd be here one moment and then gone the next, like a mist in the air. The characters in the Bible are treated that way as well. Moses, one of the most prominent figures in the Old Testament, gets but a few verses when he dies. Then the story continues. Everyone outside of Jesus just gets a few verses talking about their death, and then the story of God continues. Lot's wife is one of those people who only gets a few verses. Honestly, we don't know much about her. Like, where did she grow up, her character, even her relationship with the Lord? Yet we do know about her death. Genesis 19 says, "The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valleys and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin. Lot's wife died because she looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah. You may think, why would she die by simply looking back at a city? To understand that, you must understand how wretched and depraved Sodom and Gomorrah were at the time. Much like our culture, Sodom and Gomorrah were trenched in sexual sin. As Lot was staying in Sodom and Gomorrah, two angels came to visit him. They came to warn him about the destruction that was about to fall on Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole town would be punished and destroyed. As the men of the city saw these angels, they wanted to have sex with them. When Lot said no and offered his daughters up instead, they fought against Lot and tried to break down the door in order to rape the angels. They were lust-driven and willing to go to any extent to get what they wanted sexually. So you may wonder why Lot's wife died simply looking back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's because she was tying herself to the people and culture of Sodom and Gomorrah, the same people willing to lay with.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
But the angels and even possibly their daughter. Lot's wife was not completely ready to give up. She was still tied to the culture. It symbolically showed her lack of commitment to the Lord. She was not entirely giving in to following God and still had a yearning for the world and the sin in it. She seemed to have one eye on God and one eye on the world. While she wanted God in her life, she also wanted what Sodom and Gomorrah would bring her as well. Are you a follower of Jesus? And if so, where are your eyes at? Are you constantly looking toward others and the culture around you to find satisfaction? The truth is that you may find momentary satisfaction, but that satisfaction will not last forever. just like Sodom and Gomorrah, everything you find hope in outside of Christ will come crashing down. All that will be left is what is tied to God. Maybe like those in Sodom and Gomorrah, you fight against sexual sin. While it may fill you momentarily, it won't last long. It may fill you for a couple of weeks, months, maybe years, possibly even your entire lifetime. Yet, it will not last. Eventually, it will all come crumbling down. It's time to turn and repent from your sexual sin or any sin that you still keep an eye on. Do not even look back at it like Lot's wife. Delete every app, cut every relationship, and stay off every site that may cause you to stumble. Remember what happened to Lot's wife. While you may not turn into a pillar of salt as she did, you will be held in bondage to the very sin that killed your Savior. Instead, keep your eyes on Jesus. Hebrew 12 reminds us where to put our eyes. It says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Instead of looking at your sin, look to Jesus. It is in him you can find hope. The world is pulling at your heartstrings. It's telling you, give in and give up on Jesus. It'll start with a simple glance such as Lot's wife and will end with your heart in shambles. Do not tell yourself, that's only one look. One look back on the world very quickly turns into two looks, then two to three, and the cycle continues. And 1 year later, you'll find yourself completely immersed in the culture God is calling you out of. It's a slow fade that will end up causing you to give it all up. Now, while we know very little about Lot's wife, there is a lot that can be learned. One look back on a sinful culture can lead to total destruction. We must remember Lot's wife, because in remembering her, we know not to look back. I have decided to follow Jesus, and now there is no turning back, not even for a little peek.
Now, you may be feeling tired and weary from the battles you fought, and you may possibly be worried that those same battles will be awaiting you in the morning. But allow me to encourage you. When you feel outnumbered, when your problems look like they're an army marching in your direction, do what blind Bartimaeus did in Luke chapter 18. Verse 37 to 38, where the Bible says, "They told him that Jesus the Nazarene was going by. So he began shouting, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' Do what this man did, and call out to Jesus. Ask the Lord to intervene. When you feel cornered or your back is against the wall, when the enemy looks to have you surrounded, then open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, and draw strength from the fact that when Elijah's servant became fearful because they were surrounded by their enemies, here's what the Bible says about Elijah's response. And Elijah prayed, 'Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see.' Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, 'Strike this army with blindness.' So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. So I encourage you to pray that God would open your eyes so that you would, firstly, not be afraid. And secondly, when God opens your eyes and you begin to see the hedge of protection around you and you begin to see the angels that encamp around you, you can begin to draw strength from that, from the fact that Jesus Christ is on your side. When you feel tired and frustrated, cry out in prayer. Cry out in praise. There is only but one God who can give you rest. Only Jesus can lead you beside still waters. Only Jesus Christ can renew your strength. So don't be discouraged with what you're facing. Don't be disheartened at the events of today, nor should you be preoccupied and worry about what could come tomorrow. Instead, call unto Jesus Christ today, in this moment. Call on God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to be. Call on the God who commands millions of angels, the one who speaks and creates. Call on the one who has the keys to life and death in his hands. Whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation, God wants you to call on him, because his word in Isaiah 65, verse 24 says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear."
Now allow me to speak about doubt for a moment. Beware of doubt, because doubt is the enemy of faith. Doubt will only ever see the obstacles in front of you. However, faith sees the way. Faith believes that God will make a way even when it seems like there is no way. Doubt will see darkness. Doubt will see despair. But faith will see the day. Faith will see the light. It will see hope. Doubt will cripple you as a person. But when you trust God, you can take a leap of faith. Trusting God dispels all fear. Faith and fear cannot simultaneously occupy your mind and heart. It's impossible. You either have one or the other.
I want to talk to someone today who has struggled with doubt in their faith at one point or another. And it's nothing to be ashamed of, because many of the figures in biblical history, they faced doubt at some point in their journey with God. Moses, he had his moment of doubt. It occurred when he questioned his ability to speak publicly after God instructed him to go and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Abraham is another person who doubted God. The Bible says in Genesis 17, verses 15 through 17, "Then God said to Abraham, 'Regarding Sarai, your wife, her name will no longer be Sarai. From now on, her name will be Sarah, and I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly, and she will become the mother of many nations. Kings of nations will be among her descendants.' Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. 'How could I become a father at the age of 100, he thought. "And how can Sarah have a baby when she is 90 years old?" In this passage of scripture, Abraham literally laughed in disbelief. Imagine that. God tells you something, and because it's so far off the realm of what you believe to be possible, you laugh. Let me tell you something. Unbelief can be a great enemy in our lives. Sometimes people are so consumed when it comes to what's going on in their lives, and they begin to think that they live under constant spiritual attack from the devil. But I would like to tell you that sometimes our greatest enemy is not the devil. It's not demons, but rather it is our unbelief. Let me show you how dangerously powerful unbelief is. The Bible reads in Matthew 13, verses 53 through 58. When Jesus had finished telling these stories and illustrations, he left that part of the country. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown. When he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was amazed and said, "Where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles?" Then they scoffed. He's just the carpenter's son. And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. All his sisters live right here among us. Where did he learn all these things? And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family." And so he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. Now let that sink in. The Son of God, in the flesh, the one who walked on water and performed miraculous healings and wonders. He did very few miracles in Nazareth because of what? Unbelief. Unbelief restricted the power of God to operate. Now, I encourage you, don't let this be the story of your life. The truth is, God can perform miracles in your life if you believe. God can break you free from that addiction if you believe. God can mend your marriage. He can change your children's behavior. Only if you believe.
Our hunger for God must exceed our hunger for everything else. Stop giving your attention to all these different things. And you may be pursuing things that are not wrong. They may not be sinful. You may simply want to better your life or career. But I'm asking you to have a desperation, an intense hunger for God that exceeds everything else. So chase that dream job, but make sure you're chasing God first. Chase that business, but make sure you're desperately chasing God first.
Someone who has set their heart to trust and believe in the Lord can never be broken. And what I mean by that is, a believer who has encountered Jesus, a believer who has been truly transformed by the power of God, you cannot uproot that type of person, nor can you shape them. And I believe this is to be the case because the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8, the Amplified translation reads, "Blessed with spiritual security is the man who believes and trusts in and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confident expectation is the Lord. For he will be nourished like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear the heat when it comes. But its leaves will be green and moist, and it will not be anxious and concerned in a year of drought, nor stop bearing fruit." A believer who has set their heart to trust in Jesus is spiritually secure. That means you aren't vulnerable to attack. It doesn't make you immune, because we all fall under attack from the enemy at some point, but you're not vulnerable. You're not exposed. Let me put it this way. Think of a house. A house where all of the windows have been left open. The front door is wide open. The back door is wide open. There are no curtains, no blinds, but there is plenty of valuable material inside. That's the picture of a person who is not spiritually secure. They are open for attack from the kingdom of darkness because their trust is in everything but God. But you see, to be a believer who really trusts in Jesus Christ, a believer who really believes the word of God and declares that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world, that person is secure. When you put your trust in the Lord, there is something that happens within you. You have a boldness about you when you know and trust that your steps are ordained by God. So where have you placed your trust? In whom have you placed your trust in?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.